I'm sure you have treated many adult Class II Division I patients by extracting only maxillary premolars. These patients often have a mandibular deep bite. My question to you is, how do you usually level the mandibular arch in these deep bite patients? And if you use a mandibular utility arch to intrude the incisors, is this intrusion stable long-term in adults? A study titled Deep Bite Correction with Incisor Intrusion in Adults, a Long-Term Cephalometric Study by Selin Kale Varlick et al., which appears in the September 2013 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, addressed this question. The purpose of this study was to investigate the long-term stability of deep bite correction with mandibular incisor intrusion using utility arches in adult patients. The sample for this study consisted of 31 adult patients who had Class II Division I malocclusions that were treated in one phase with maxillary first premolar extraction. Mandibular utility arches were used to intrude the incisors. Lateral cephalometric radiographs were taken pre-treatment, post-treatment, and 5 years post-retention. What do you think the authors found when they examined these records? Were the mandibular incisors significantly intruded? And if so, were they stable? The bottom line is that the mandibular incisors were significantly intruded, an average of 2.6 millimeters, with only 0.8 millimeters of molar extrusion. After 5 years, there was a significant but clinically unimportant relapse of an average of 0.8 millimeters, which corresponded to approximately 30% of the total intrusion amount. Based on these results, the authors concluded that deep bite treatment with mandibular incisor retrusion with utility arches is effective and appeared to be